Today on the TV Time Machine, we welcome Aaron Mankey of Lore. Mr. Mankey is the creator and host of Lore, one of the country's most popular podcasts, which has been adapted into a spine-tingling series. Over the next segment, Aaron Mankey will talk about the genesis of Lore, which explores the darker side of human history, now available for streaming on Amazon Prime Video. Again, for those of you intrepid enough to visit the days of yore, feel free to experience a little historical gore as we podcast ourselves away from the present in order to be lured into the past. Aaron, thank you for coming on board the TV Time Machine.
Thanks for having me, Tim.
Now, Aaron, tell us all about Lore and how your new show came about.
Well, Lore began life 2.5 years ago as a podcast, and that continues today. It's a storytelling podcast that dips into the darker tales in our history and the roots behind common fears and folklore. And, the TV show is just a fantastic visual adaptation of some of those stories.
So of your many podcast stories, how did you decide which stories of Lore to produce for the new series? What was that process like?
It was a difficult process. It's like picking, which child you like more than the other. But, at the end of the day, what was important for us in the first season was to present some familiar ideas, things like haunted houses and vampires and cursed objects, because the format is, it's new and it's fresh, and it's going to take some getting used to by people who aren't familiar with the podcast, this mixed medium of, scripted, drama being played out, but also documentary elements and narration, and it's different. And so we went in with some really comfortable but also creepy topics for the first season.
Now, were there certain stories of Lore that you were particularly excited to see fully brought to life in visual form?
I think everybody deserves a chance to see Robert the Doll on the screen. If you ever hear the story of Robert the Doll, then go to Google and do a search for him and just be prepared to be creeped out. So being able to see him on the screen, sitting at a dining room table with humans, it's a very frightening moment. But and there's a lot of elements to these stories that they're just so visually rich that it's exciting to get them in front of people.
So for you, is there a quintessential Lore story?
A lot of it goes back to the very first episode of the podcast, the story of a young woman named Mercy Brown who died from an illness in Rhode Island in the 1890s, and she was one of many people in her family who had died, and they were worried at the time in the community that something supernatural was killing these people, and to take care of that problem, the local folklore said that you needed to find the previously deceased person and dig them up and burn their heart. end this plague, essentially this spiritual plague, and this is something that actually happened. And I've revisited some of the details of that story in later episodes because as I've researched and read more, it's a really deep and nebulous idea, but her story ends up being reported in a newspaper in New York in the 1890s, and when he was here working with a theater company, Bram Stoker clipped that article and went home with it, and it was part of the inspiration for writing his novel Dracula.
Wow. There you go. Now, Lore obviously has become an amazing phenomenon with an average of 5 million monthly podcast listeners. Why do you think Lore has struck such a chord with audiences?
I think that we have a deep love of story. We love to be entertained and we love to learn. And I think I randomly fell into this perfect mix of learn a little bit about history, but also be entertained by some dramatic stories of real people who lived before us. There's something powerful when you understand that the scariest stories tend to be the ones that are the most true. And I think, the passion that my fans have for the show really proves that.
Well, in their own lives, most people avoid the negative, they avoid the dark side of life. So why do you think so many people are drawn to the dark side when it comes to entertainment?
Well, okay, I'm going to get really theoretical here on you. but I think that in a past life, I was a designer. I was a graphic designer. And one of the rules that you sort of adhere to is this idea of white space, that if you want certain pieces of information, like the web address for the promotion or the business name, to really show up, you need to surround it with some blank space to highlight it. And what I think has happened in our world is that with, you know, modern technology and advancements in medicine and, you know, social networking, all of these pieces have kind of taken away all of our white space, and it pushed the shadows out of our lives. And so stories like these that I tell in Lore, I think what they do is they bring a little bit more of the shadow back into our lives. They give that white space back to us where we aren't certain about what's going on. And I think we can find more stability in our lives, or peace, knowing that there is unknown stuff out there, but they can compartmentalize it and put it away. And here, right now, I'm okay.
Now, back in the day, anthology series were the norm with shows like The Twilight Zone. So with Lore and all the opportunities that exist online, do you see more of a return to the anthology format?
Well, you know, a lot of what I see is this return to just oral storytelling. You know, the idea that we gather around what used to be a radio in a living room, right? And now it's a virtual campfire with our phones to hear stories told to us. And I think because we're busy, because we're distracted, it's harder and harder to get people interested in start at episode one and now work your way through all these, you know, these seasons of stories, where anthology gives you the opportunity to just jump in at any point and hear a good story and walk away without having the baggage of understanding previous episodes or staying caught up.
Well, of course, your show premieres Friday the 13th, but there will also be special screenings of Lore across the country. Tell us about that.
Yeah, you know, I tell scary stories, and, you know, looking for ways to partner up with places to promote the show, it makes a lot of sense in October to pair up with some of these premier, you know, haunted house experiences that our country has. And so there's a number of them around the country, I think six of them, where you can go and see special screenings on the premiere date, Friday the 13th. So, you know, what better place that you can watch these in the comfort of your home, you know, turn the lights on and hold on tight to a loved one, but you could also just go to a haunted house and watch it. And I think that might be a powerful experience.
Well, you can scream with other people.
That's right.
You also have a series of books coming out. Tell us about that.
Yeah. So the World of Lore series is through Penguin Random House. The first book comes out next week as well. So on the 10th is the first book called Monstrous Creatures. You can pre-order it today, or you can wait till Tuesday to buy your copy in hardcover, ebook, audiobook. And then every 6 months we'll have the next two coming out as well. We'll have Wicked Mortals, which is about people, and then Dreadful Places is obviously about places.
Right. Aaron, it's been a tremendous pleasure having you aboard the TV Time Machine. Feel free to join us again in the future or in the past.
Thank you so much.